Masach Bikurim Perek Gimel Mishnah Taz Rabbi Shem Ben Anas Oimer Ma'ashenes Bikurim Chutz Mei Shivas Aminim. Rabbi Shem Ben Anas said Bikurim baskets would be decorated with fruit other than a Shivas Aminim. We learned previously that prior to reaching Yerushalayim, the baskets that contain the Bikurim would be decorated by putting fresh produce on top of the basket. And even though Bikurim is only brought from the Shivas Aminim, the seven types of fruit that Eretz Yisrael is praised for, but you can decorate the baskets with fruit other than the Shivas Aminim. And so too, according to Rabbi Shimon ben Anas, you can decorate the baskets with fruit that did not grow in Eretz Yisrael, even though Bikurim is only brought from fruit that grew in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Akiva Omer Ein Ma'atzenes HaBikurim Ela Mishivas Aminim. Rabbi Akiva said, the baskets that contain the Bikurim would only be decorated with fruits from the Shivas Aminim, and since Bikurim is only brought from the Shivas Aminim, you can only decorate the baskets with fruits from the Shivas Aminim. And so too, according to Rabbi Akiva, you can only use produce that grew in Eretz Yisrael to decorate the baskets of Bikurim. Masechet Bikurim Perek Gimel Mishnah Yud. Rabbi Shimon Omer Shalosh Midos BaBikur. Rabbi Shimon says there are three types of Bikur. HaBikurim B'Tosefes HaBikurim V'Itar HaBikurim. This is the Bikurim itself. Meaning to say that a person goes out to his field, and when he sees his first fruit starting to ripen, he wraps the ribbon around it and he says, Hare'elu Bikurim. That's the Bikurim itself. Then it's the Tosefes HaBikurim, the extra Bikurim. Meaning to say, after you wrap the ribbon around the fruit to start to ripen, and you go out to your field, and you see that the fruit had already ripened and become mature and is ready to be picked. You pick those fruit that you have wrapped the ribbon around, and you also pick some additional fruit that you will add to the basket of Bikurim. So that's called the Tosefes HaBikurim, the extra Bikurim, because you add also fruit that you had not wrapped the ribbon around, and you put those fruits also into the basket. And then there's the Itar Bikurim, the decoration of the Bikurim. As we said in the previous Mishnah, that before reaching Yerushalayim, you decorate the basket of Bikurim by putting fresh fruit on the top of the basket. That's called Itar HaBikurim. Tosefes HaBikurim Min B'Mino V'Itar HaBikurim Min B'She'enu Mino. The Tosefes HaBikurim, the extra Bikurim, has to be from the same type of the actual Bikurim. The actual Bikurim is fig. So the Tosefes HaBikurim also has to be fig. It can't be some other type of fruit. While the Itar HaBikurim, the decoration of the Bikurim, can be from a different type of fruit. Even though you're bringing a Bikurim of figs, you can decorate the basket of Bikurim from a different type of fruit. And according to Rabbi Shimon, you can decorate it even from a fruit that's not from the Shivas Aminim. Like we learned in the previous mission, according to Rabbi Shimon ben Anas, the Itar HaBikurim could be even from a type of fruit that is not from the Shivas Aminim. Tosefes HaBikurim Nechalef B'Tar U'Ptura Min HaZman. The Itar HaBikurim Chayav B'Zman. The Tosefes HaBikurim, the extra Bikurim, has the same din as the Bikurim itself. And therefore, it has to be eaten B'Tara. The Kohen can only eat it when he is tar, and the Bikurim is tar. And so too, the Tosefes HaBikurim has the same din as the Bikurim itself regarding Zman. Meaning to say, the Kohen would not have to take off Maaser from either the Bikurim or the Tosefes HaBikurim prior to eating it. And Bikurim has the same din as Truma. Just like Truma must be eaten B'Tara. And as Pasuk from Maaser, so too, Bikurim and Tosefes HaBikurim must be eaten B'Tara by the Kohen and as Pasuk from Maaser. While the Itar Bikurim, the decoration of the Bikurim, has a different din than the Bikurim itself. The Itar Bikurim is chayiv in Demai. The Kohen would have to take off Maaser from the Itar Bikurim prior to eating it. Demai is produce that was received from an Amart, and we don't know if the Amart took off Maaser from it. And therefore, you have to take off Maaser yourself. So too, when the Kohen received Itar Bikurim from an Amart, it is regarded as Demai. We don't know if the person who brought the Bikurim had taken off Maaser from the Itar Bikurim prior to giving it to the Kohen. So therefore, the Kohen must take off Maaser from the Itar Bikurim himself.